everyone. This is Dr. Ul Henson again. This is my second episode. And our topic for today is about success. Okay? Success is very relative and it has different definitions for us. And different people have different views on success. So we go to Webster Dictionary and define what really is success. Says there's a couple, three or four definitions. It says success could be a degree or measure of succeeding, which is understood. Second is satisfactory completion of something. Okay, that's fine. That's definition of success. Also, another definition is the gaining of wealth, respect, or fame. Okay, so that's a nice definition of success. And the last one is a person or thing that succeeds. So basically, there's two here that are pretty much define success. It's satisfactory completion of something and gaining wealth and respect or fame. But again, this is relative again. You know, some people have different types of success in wealth, of respect, of fame. So for me, we have to define success as happiness. Happiness with our own selves. Okay, happiness with what we do, happiness in finance, happiness in relationships, happiness in health. Because if there's no happiness, there's no success. And in addition to that, happiness equals progress. If we're not progressing, we are not going to be happy and we're not going to be successful. Does that make sense? So, success equals happiness, equals progress, and progress means growth. So if you're growing in your finance, you're growing in your relationships, you're growing in your health, your body, you're exercising, you're growing in all aspects of your life, that means you are successful. Okay? But, again, there are different ingredients of success. Okay? These ingredients of success, I probably would say there are three important ingredients. Okay? The first one is actually focus. When Warren Buffett and Bill Gates were asked a question, they were in the same table, in the same time, and they were given a piece of paper. And they were asked, what is your definition of success? And the other didn't know what they wrote. And then they showed it to the public and they both said focus. So if Warren Buffett and Bill Gates tells us that focus is key to success, then for me, that's a very important ingredient, which is true. You should have laser focus in what you're doing, in what you want to achieve in life. Because if you don't have focus, you'll be straying away or deviating from your goal, and there's no laser focus in that. You won't really achieve your goal in business or in anything. So number one is really focus. I give you an example also. I have a good friend. His name is Dr. Javed Ali. He is considered to be the number one lacrimal surgeon in the world. Lacrimal surgery is tear duct surgery. It's a specialized portion of the eye that's very, very tiny inside the nose. And that's, you know, tear duct is where the tears go into the tear duct and goes inside the nose. That is the tear duct. So I met him in 2011 here in Manila, and he just came fresh from fellowship, from training. And he wanted to observe some of my surgeries. And I go, okay, you can observe. And then one thing struck me was he wanted to become the number one lacrimal surgeon in the world. In 2016, there's a specific date. I don't remember. It's March something, 2016. And I go, that's 5 years from now. And then he told me he wants to be the number one lacrimal surgeon in 5 years. So I go, how is he going to do that? So cut the long story short, he became the number one lacrimal surgeon in less than 5 years. He was able to publish a book about lacrimal surgery. And it's, for me, considered probably the Bible of lacrimal surgery in the world as of now, and you already have a second edition. So basically, that's laser focus. he was really focused on a certain part of the eye, on a subspecific part of the eye called the tear duct. And he focused on that only. All his energy, all his publications, all his surgeries, everything is focused on that one thing called tear duct or lacrimal, the lacrimal surgery. That's why in order for us to succeed in life, you really have to focus. No? Focus every day you should focus on what you want to achieve in life. So that's number one. Number one is focus. What's the next one? The next one is hunger. Hunger is very important because if you have focus and you don't have that hunger, I don't think you will also have success. For me, hunger has two parts. Hunger can, not really two parts. Hunger has two types. I mean, two types. Hunger can be brought about by inspirational hunger or devastational hunger. Inspirational hunger means you were inspired. You're inspired by something and you want to achieve it. That's inspirational hunger. While devastational hunger, meaning you had a traumatic event in your life and that event triggered you to be hungry. That hunger triggered you to go for that goal and succeed on whatever you want to do. So there's two types of hunger, not only one. And then, with the hunger, also side by side with hunger is passion. Okay, hunger and passion are a little bit alike. The only difference between hunger and passion is means you love what you do. Okay, meaning every day you really want to do it. It's like focus also, but passion is more of you love what you're doing. Because if you love what you do, work won't be work. It will be like a hobby. It will be something. It will be something that's just you want to do. Like, for example, Kobe Bryant or LeBron James. They love what they do. They're passionate about basketball. So for them, it's not work. They love what they do. So then, that's the second one. The second one is hunger and passion. The first one is focus. So those two are very important if you want to achieve success in life. Or even especially in medicine. That's our podcast, okay? And the third one is habits and rituals. Habits and rituals are important because every day you should have good habits that you practice so that eventually, in the long run, there will be an exponential benefit for those because you have those habits. Small increments of habits will have a huge effect in the future and make you succeed. Like, for example, me, my daily habits, or my daily morning ritual is waking up at 6 a.m., fixing my bed, drinking 2 glasses of water, doing prayer and meditation. And in my prayer and meditation, I am grateful for our Lord God that I'm still alive. Maybe just mention 3 things for the day. I'm still alive. I have work so that I can get what I want in life. And maybe another one is I have my eyesight because I'm an ophthalmologist. I treasure eyesight. So for the day, that's what I'm going to say. I'm alive. I have work and I have my eyesight. I will meditate on that. Okay? And then I will also meditate on things that I want to achieve for the day. Or for the month, or for the year. For example, I wanna finish reading my book today. I wanna finish my business plan for my business. Or I wanna go to the gym tonight for my health. So we have to meditate on these things, on gratitude. That's number one, gratitude and what you want to achieve in life. That should be part of your morning routine. Why? Because if you're grateful, you will already be set for the day. No matter what happens during the day, because of the feeling of gratitude in the morning, you won't anything that happens during the day that's negative or there's a problem, I'm sure you will be able to solve it because of the mindset established during the morning ritual. Also, what I do is I read a book. And before I read a book, I actually exercise a little bit, like 15 minutes. I just move or I walk. And then once I get back, I read maybe 30 minutes on something motivational, maybe a biography or maybe in finance or in business or in anything. But I have to read something to feed my mind of good stuff. That's very important. Okay. And then after that, I brush my teeth, take a cold shower. I don't usually eat breakfast because I do intermittent fasting because I want to take care of my health. So that's my morning ritual. So if that morning ritual is practiced every day, it will take a toll. It will get you exponential benefit in years to come because you have that habit. Good habits, good habits breed success. That's what they say. Okay? So try to make your habits good habits every day. Not only in your morning rituals, but in your exercise. You should have good habits in your diet. So rituals and habits are also important for success. So again, let's review. Okay? So success has three ingredients. Focus, laser focus, hunger and passion, habits and rituals. So that's the third one. So these three are important so that you will have success in your life. It will be easier. It will be faster. Because remember, success equals happiness, equals progress, equals growth. Okay? And it's an unending quest. An unending quest. Success is an unending quest. Because why? You're growing. If you're growing, you want more success. And if you have more success, you're happier in life. So that's it for my second episode on this Success and Medicine podcast. I hope you learned a thing or two from the three ingredients of success. And see you all again in my next episode of this podcast. This is Dr. Raul Henson signing off. God bless.